יברכך אדוני וישמרך. יאר אדוני פניו אליך ויחונקה. יישא אדוני פניו אליך וישם לך שלום.
The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace.
Amen. What a wonderful benediction. The Lord bless you. Wouldn't you like to have the Lord bless you and keep you? Absolutely. Why wouldn't we? All right, we're at January 20th already, 2026. And we started a new month yesterday, Shavuot. And today is Shavuot 2nd. 5786, Shavuot the Second, 5786. The scriptures in historical account comes from Exodus chapter 10, verse 1. Verse 1 through chapter 13, verse 16. Exodus chapter 10, verse 1, 13 through 16. Then Jeremiah 46. Jeremiah 46, 13 through 28. Jeremiah 46, 13 through 28. Then the book of John, chapter 19, verse 31 through 37. John, chapter 19, verse 31 through 37. That's where we are. And yesterday, we looked at the powerful month and what's going on in the scriptures. And this month, Shavuot, is so important because it deals with blessing. I like that. It also deals with some other areas, and we'll do that on Thursday. But it deals with blessing. Blessing. Zechariah talks about the heavy rains of the season of winter. Talks about the enormous rainstorms. And we're seeing that in Africa. And it deals with thinking of a bucket, just an ordinary container. And look at the rain coming down. Here comes the rain. And it fills up the bucket. And the bucket overflows into blessing. The source of all blessing we know comes from the Lord. And that bucket rains down. And it gives life. And this time, historically, is the rainy time. And it talks about the Word of God being parallel to water. It gives life in the most basic sense. It gives us moral concepts. It gives us direction. And it's accessible. And we need that reservoir. We need to be filled with the presence of the Lord in our lives. Hallelujah. And there's a scripture over in Isaiah. It's Isaiah chapter 12, verse 3. Isaiah chapter 12, verse 3 says, "Therefore, with joy shall ye draw out water. Therefore, with joy shall ye draw water out of the wells of salvation." Hallelujah. Water out of the wells of salvation. And that's what the Lord does. That's what the Lord does. He comes and he ministers to us. And not only does he water the trees and the lawn and the flowers. But he touches us. And we can be joyful. Hallelujah. And we're talking about secret place, and that's our, without question, that's our theme for this entire year of 2026, learning the secret place. Secret place. And in that secret place, water, spiritual water flows out from us, and there's joy there. That's what we're talking about here. That's what we're talking about. That we can have joy of salvation. There's got to be joy in salvation. Therefore, with joy, hallelujah, ye shall dwell out the waters of salvation. Then here comes Jesus. Here comes Jesus. John 7:38. Whosoever believes in me, hallelujah, as the scripture says, streams of living water will flow from him. Spiritual nourishment. Isn't it wonderful? Isn't it glorious that we can have living water? And whoever drinks of this water shall never thirst again. And the flow, hallelujah, hallelujah. And what's so wonderful, what's so glorious, is that water satisfies our heart. Take just a second and think about that. That water satisfies us. What marvelous, what wonderful thoughts that he satisfies us. What a history lesson. What a lesson that impacts us today. What a lesson that changes everything. And Lord, this month of Shavuot, where the water physically comes down from the heavenlies, come down in our lives, oh God. Come down in our lives. In this history portion of this program, would you just ask the Lord, Lord, come down in my life. With freshness and with power and with your anointing, come down. And Lord, this history lesson is for me and for you, listener. If you need healing, let the water of the healing power of God flow into your life right now, in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. And that's history for today. And here's the shofar with the sound of healing. Receive it now.